On Wednesday, September 20th, children, families, and city officials gathered at the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's Allegheny branch in the North Side to celebrate the launch of Project ART, a national arts education nonprofit that provides free after-school programming in local libraries.
Art has always been a part of what we've done at the library because you know how much kids like to draw and books inspire them. But I think having someone come in who actually is an expert in it and can really help the children explore their creativity in a different way, I think is what's really thrilling to me.
That was Mary Frances Cooper, president of the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, who will welcome Project Art's teaching artists into the library's Knoxville, Allegheny, and West End branches. While the initiative is now available in six cities across the United States, the organization's message is never far from its humble beginnings, when founder Adarsh Alphonse began offering free art classes in his New York City neighborhood.
Honestly, it's just started with the need to make art classes available to youth. Found 10 kids in the neighborhood, and I got a reverend in Harlem, where I live, to lend me his office space, and then we started teaching art classes. What ended up happening is we found that there was such a need for art classes, his office was filled with kids right away. So we had to move around, we had to find a better space, a bigger space. Eventually, after lots of travails, we happened upon the library system.
In this round of expansion, Project ART has also planted flags in Chicago and Los Angeles, two huge, densely populated urban cities. So why Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is the city of champions, it's the city of rebirth, but it's also the city where Andrew Carnegie is from. His dream was to make libraries everywhere and make education free. And so we think there is symbolic value, and of course there are kids and families. And that aligned right with the time when we met someone from Pittsburgh, the Trivedi family, who immediately said, we need to bring this to families in Pittsburgh.
My name is Shivani Trivedi, and I'm representing the Trivedi Family Foundation, and I'm on the board of Project ART. It was really important for me to bring Project ART to my hometown, and also the Carnegie Library system started in Pittsburgh, so I thought it was really symbolic to bring Project ART here where the library started.
The formula for Project ART's successful model is relatively simple. Young people receive free year-round after-school art classes, emerging contemporary artists get free studio spaces, and libraries receive free programming. Opportunities like this have led to a very competitive board selection process for teaching artists. One such artist, Alaska-born Jimmy Reardon, will be working out of CLP's West End branch.
My background is in printmaking and bookbinding. My artwork is all over the board, but my background is definitely in like book and print. So working in a library, I think it's like a great opportunity for us to create book structures. So we'll be able to make scenes and comics, and I can show them how to bind sketchbooks and journals. And there's also some cool technology in the library. They've got an old 3D printer and also a new one they just purchased through a grant.
Libraries are often a safe haven for latchkey kids across America who may not have access to after-school programming or have a place to go before a parent or guardian returns home from work. As Alphonse knows, giving a child the opportunity to act on their own natural impulse to create can go a long way into helping keep them off the streets and in a safe space.
Only 15% of children that go to American public schools have after-school education. If we are not recruiting them into the library to do this, they're being recruited by somebody else to do something else. Project ART operates during after-school hours specifically because we know art can attract them into the libraries through our program in the library. So if you bring them in for an hour a week, they spend 3 to 4 hours per week in that library outside of our programs.
For SLB Radio, I'm Tad Whistle.